Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good word or remain silent. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsila, we will try to learn the definition of sincerity, of ikhlas, and virtues of adopting sincerity. What are the benefits of adopting sincerity? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. But before continuing any further, let's listen to the fazilat, the virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, as we always do in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. My Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Tamad Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has mentioned a very beautiful virtue, excellence of reciting Durood Sharif in a very beautiful booklet of his called Sparrow and Blind Snakes, page number 1. Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya writes in reference to Al-Qawl Al-Badi that the Prophet of Rahmah, intercessor of Ummah, the honor of Jannah, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, the one who faces any difficulties should recite Salat upon me abundantly, because to recite Durood Sharif upon me removes troubles and worries. Dukhon ne jo tumko ghera hai to durood padho, jo haziri ki ho tamanna to durood padho. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, performing righteous actions is undoubtedly an immense privilege, but these righteous actions being accepted in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal is even a bigger achievement and privilege. And the reward upon the acceptance of these righteous actions is also very high, because sometimes a person bears a lot of hardships in order to perform righteous actions but doesn't attain anything except tiredness and waste of time. Out of so many reasons for this, there's one main and basic reason, which is the absence and lack of sincerity, ikhlas. When we perform any activity, there is a purpose behind the performance of that activity. We all work towards obtaining the purpose, the goal which we have set for ourselves. For example, we work hard in order to get paid. The purpose behind the hard work is to earn livelihood. Now, if someone works very hard but fails to fulfill the very basic fundamental necessity of the work that is meant to be fulfilled in order to get paid, then at the end he wouldn't have earned anything except tiredness and waste of time. How unfortunate will be the individual who would have spent all those efforts but wouldn't have earned the desired results of getting paid. A wise person will advise him that he should have concentrated on the basic fundamental necessity and made sure that those essential requirements of his work are met so he could get paid. Same principle applies to everything. Similarly, when we worship Allah Azza wa Jal, there must be a purpose behind it. What purpose shall be behind performing righteous actions? The sole intention and purpose shall be to please Allah Azza wa Jal and avoid ostentation, avoid showing off. If one performs righteous actions to show off or for any other purpose other than to please Allah Azza wa Jal, then the purpose of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal will not be fulfilled, and one will gain nothing except tiredness and waste of time. Therefore, one must have the intention of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal before the performance of any righteous action, and shall not expect any reward or praise from anyone else. Then we can say that one is striving to please Allah Azza wa Jal and is striving to become sincere. Now, to understand the concept of sincerity in a bit more detail, let's go through the definition of sincerity, what sincerity actually means. Let's try to define sincerity in order to understand that the actions that we actually are performing, whether there is any sincerity in there. If not, if our actions do not fall within this definition of sincerity, then we need to look upon our actions and try to bring sincerity into our actions. Please listen to this carefully. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Therefore, حضرت سيدنا علامہ سید جرجانی عليه رحمة الله الوالي, whilst defining sincerity, whilst defining ikhlas, they write that leaving out ostentation, showing off, riya, in ibadah, in worship, and clearing your heart from every kind of mixing up, showing off, etc., is called sincerity. And in order to understand the importance of sincerity, after understanding the definition of sincerity, that every action that we perform, it shall be just to please Allah Azza wa Jal, and it shall be free of showing off, it shall be free of riya, it shall be free of ostentation. Now, once we've understood the definition of sincerity, now to understand the importance of sincerity, that how important ikhlas, how important sincerity is, let's go in the quote of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. They write in Ihya ul-Ulum Sharif that all the people are dead, alive are those who have knowledge, those who have knowledge are asleep, awake are those who act upon this knowledge, those who act upon the knowledge are still losing out, except those who have ikhlas, those who have sincerity, and even those with ikhlas, with sincerity in their actions, are in danger, except those who have taqwa, who have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, who have piety. So from this blessed saying, we learn that there are four essential components to our actions. Knowledge is the basic necessity to do any good action. The second step is acting upon the knowledge. So whatever knowledge we possess, the first would be to actually obtain knowledge. The second would be to act upon the knowledge that we possess. Most of us fail on this very second stage. For example, how many of us have the knowledge of sinful activities, but we continue committing these sins? For example, watching films and dramas is haram, is a sinful action. Even those who do watch them, they even know that doing this activity is a sinful activity. But despite having this knowledge, they fail on this very stage, that we need to act upon our knowledge. If we know something that this is not allowed, then we shall refrain from it. But this is very sensitive issue, that on the second stage, a lot of us fail on this second stage. So the second stage is to act upon the knowledge that we have. Then the third and the most important stage is of sincerity, of having ikhlas. Without sincerity, our actions are meaningless. They are of no use. It is like filling a bowl of water with a hole at the bottom. So even if we have knowledge, even we are acting upon the knowledge we have, but if we haven't got sincerity in our actions, if we haven't got ikhlas in our actions, if sole intention behind the performance of any righteous action is not to please Allah Azza wa Jal, then there is a problem. So in order to get our actions accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the third stage is very essential, which is having sincerity, having ikhlas. So even if someone has the knowledge, someone acts upon the knowledge, but fails on this third stage of not having ikhlas, of not having sincerity, then he is in a deep danger. And then finally, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is also crucial, because without this fear, we risk losing sincerity and our actions. So in order to attain ikhlas, in order to attain sincerity, having fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is also very essential. This is also very imperative to have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, because fear, khawf of Allah Azza wa Jal, is such component, is such characteristic which actually helps us to have ikhlas in our actions. And it is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal which will give us the mindset that whatever I am doing, the sole purpose behind this is to please Allah Azza wa Jal, because otherwise we are in the danger of facing the wrath and anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Whilst mentioning more definition and more virtues of sincerity, Qazi Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that leaving an action because of people is riya, is showing off, and doing an action because of people is shirk, is shirke khafi. And sincerity is that a person saves himself from both of these and doesn't keep witness anyone else apart from Allah Azza wa Jal over the actions that he performs. Therefore, if someone does pious deeds and worships in order to gain respect and money, or to gain fame and popularity, or to impress someone, or for any other unlawful reason, and the rizā, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is not considered, then such a person lacks the treasure of sincerity. And the minimum punishment for this is that the reward for his pious deeds, the reward for all the efforts that he has made, gets wasted. And in the beginning, where Qazi Fuzail bin Ayyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that leaving an action because of people is also riya, is also ostentation, and doing an action because of people is also riya, is also ostentation, and this kind of ostentation, that doing something for people, is considered to be shirke khafi. So many times we see this issue, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, that when we think that it is very difficult to attain sincerity, it is very difficult to attain ikhlas, and we are in a great risk of being inflicted with ostentation for any righteous action that we do, what we tend to do is we leave the righteous action. This shouldn't be the case, my dear Islamic brothers. If we are in danger, for example, of having ostentation in our actions, then we shall not leave the righteous action. Instead, we shall actually try and strive really hard to attain sincerity and get rid of ostentation. As we understand that leaving an action because of people, thinking that these people might think that I am very pious, and to safeguard myself from riya, I will leave this good action, this is also considered to be ostentation, showing off. So in order to save ourselves from showing off, and in order to attain sincerity, what we need to do is we need to persistently keep on acting upon righteous actions and make sure that we strive hard to attain sincerity and stay away from showing off. This way, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, sooner or later, we will be able to have some kind of sincerity into our actions, into our righteous actions that we perform. And we shall always strive, keep on striving to beg Allah Azza wa Jal to keep giving us ikhlas, sincerity in our actions. So everything we do is just to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madarin channel, before starting any righteous action, in the middle of it and at the end of it, Everyone shall try to concentrate on the state of their hearts, whether there is any sincerity in our actions or not. Am I performing this action for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, or am I doing it to gain respect and fame among people? If, obviously, a slightest bit of satanic whisper comes in our heart, in our mind, that I'm delivering this speech, or I'm going to read Salah, or I'm going to give this charity, whilst doing any of these righteous actions, if slightest bit of satanic whisper comes in our mind that, you know, by giving this charity someone will call me a very generous person, that by delivering this speech someone will praise me a lot, that I've got a very good speaking power, if these kind of thoughts come in our mind, then we shall not stop giving charity, or we shall not stop giving invitation towards righteousness. Instead, we shall try to cure this disease of Riya, and we shall try to concentrate on our state that why I'm doing this, to please Allah Almighty. Why I'm giving charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why I'm giving sadaqah to attain those fada'il, those excellences that have been mentioned in Ahadith Mubarakah. Why I am giving this neki da'wat, why I am giving this invitation towards righteousness, to attain the reward which is promised in Ahadith Mubarakah, and just to please Allah Azza wa Jal. As very beautifully it is said that if a fly comes and sits on our nose, then we don't cut off the nose, we make the fly go away. If our hand becomes wounded, we don't cut the hand, we get the wound treated. Similarly, if our actions get inflicted with this internal disease of ostentation and riya, then we don't stop the righteous action, but what we do, we sort of cure it, and we bring sincerity into our actions, not leave them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, there is a very famous ruling that things are known better against their opposites. So if we want to understand something in a more comprehensive manner, understanding the opposite of it helps us a lot. For example, we want to understand night better, then understanding day would make it easier for us to understand night. If we want to understand the light better, then understanding about dark would make it easier for us to understand about light. Similarly, by knowing the opposite of sincerity, which is ostentation, which is Riya, which is showing off, it would help us to understand whether we are sincere in our actions or not, and what exactly sincerity, ikhlas, is. So, while talking about Riya, Hazrat Sayyidina Sayyid Jurjani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, they say that performing an action for the sake of someone else apart from Allah Azza wa Jal is known as ostentation, as showing off. Now, we shall think that the actions that we perform, are they only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, or is there any intention of gaining respect and fame out of it? If this action consists of this intention, then this is exactly what is meant by the definition of ostentation, by showing off. We shall keep on doing Fikr-e Madina, that the action that we commit, whether any unlawful desires or intentions are behind the performance of those actions or not. Once it was asked to Hazrat Sayyidina Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, that when does a person become sincere? A very beautiful Madani Pearl, my dear Sami brothers. That when a person becomes sincere, Hazrat Sayyidina Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh replied, when one tries to worship a lot, and despite being very pious, he wishes that people don't respect him, and instead the respect that people already have for him in their hearts, that shall go away too. Now my dear Swami brothers, we shall ask ourselves that if any of us, if we become punctual on offering tahajjud, or forget about tahajjud, if any of us is punctual on offering 5 times daily salah, do we want everyone to know about this or not? And if, with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, any of us are punctual on offering tahajjud salah, then what is our state? Do we want this to be famous among other brothers as well or not? It is often seen that anyone who offers tahajjud salah, everyone knows about it. Then what is the intention behind performing that very righteous action? We need to ask ourselves, do we think in the similar manner that the respect that the brother has in his heart because of my any specific action, do I want my respect to go out from his heart or not? What is my state? If I am performing an action, do I want other people to praise me on it or not? Or am I just solely doing this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? When we look at the seerah of Awliya Karam Rahimahumullah, their actions used to be such that they used to hide their righteous actions, their good actions from the people, the way we hide our sins from people. This was the seerah of Awliya Karam Rahimahumullah, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal, made their worships famous in the people. Why? Because they performed righteous actions just solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to hide their good actions, their righteous actions from other people just to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And what Allah Azza wa Jal did was Allah Ta'ala revealed their good actions among others. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we come to know the actions of Huzur Sayyidina Ghusay Pak radiallahu ta'ala and today, that how punctual they are. They were on offering nawafil in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to finish Holy Quran every night and so on and so forth. Their popularity is spread by Allah Azza wa Jal then. But what is our state? One, do we actually perform righteous actions? And if we do, what is our intention? Do we want these righteous actions to be famous amongst others? Or do we try to hide these actions from others? Do we want other people to have our respect in their hearts because of our righteous actions? Or do we want our respects to be taken out of their hearts? And just we want to please Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to sort of concentrate on our state. We need to contemplate that what exactly our state is. If slightest bit of desire is in our heart that people shall consider me to be pious, that people shall praise the way I speak, or people shall praise me in front of others, then we are in trouble, then we are in danger, and straight away we shall nullify these thoughts and bring the thought process of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal into our actions, and beg Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give me ikhlas, give me sincerity, so I can perform all of the actions just to please you and no one else. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In order to attain sincerity, it is essential to know the virtues of sincerity. Therefore, some Madani pearls regarding sincerity are presented so that after listening to those virtues of sincerity, we develop an urge to attain sincerity in our actions. Therefore, a hadith mubarakah has been narrated in Musnad bin Ahmad Hanbal, volume 2, page number 80, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, there are three such things on which a believer's heart does not cheat. Number one, purely doing actions for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, respecting the rulers. And number three, being attached to a jama'at. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the first step that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned upon which a believer's heart does not cheat is that he purely does everything just for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another saying, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that Hazrat Sayyiduna Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal says that sincerity is a secret among my secrets that I have kept as an amanat, as a trust in the hearts of those people whom I love. Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Mushkil Kusha Aliyul Murtada Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem says that don't worry about the lack of good deeds, worry about them being accepted. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that purify your actions, even small number of actions will be sufficient. And in another narration, it is said that if you offer two rak'at with sincerity whilst being alone, this is better for you than writing 70 or 700 ahadith with references. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, beautiful Madani pearls we have gathered from blessed ahadith mubarakah, where Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has said, purify your actions, even small number of actions will be sufficient. What is meant over here by purifying our actions is to purify them from riya, from showing off, from ostentation, and make sure that all of our actions are solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. No riya is involved in our actions. Small bit of actions, but purify them. Do them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. In another narration, we come to know that two rak'at salah with sincerity offered whilst you're alone in seclusion is better than writing 70 or 700 ahadith mubarakah. This is how important sincerity is. And then we are also told by Mawla Mushkil Kushar radiallahu ta'ala that don't worry about the lack of good deeds. Worry about them being accepted. And how will they be accepted? When we have the intention of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal behind performing every action that we do. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, remember that only sincerity, ikhlas, can save a person from the tricks of Shaitan al-Rajim. Because when he was kicked out from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, he said that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I will get your people to go astray. And he, after saying this, Shaitan al-Rajim, said himself that, apart from those who are sincere. So even Shaitan al-Ain knows that the ones who are sincere, they won't go astray. Narrated on the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that a pious person went by a tree which is worshipped by people. A beautiful parable for us to understand the importance of sincerity, how important sincerity is and how much barakat there is in sincerity. So Hazrat Sayyidina Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that a pious person went by a tree which was worshipped by people. That pious person got furious that people are worshipping this tree instead of Allah Azza wa Jal. One day he took an axe and got on to a donkey in order to cut the tree. On his way, Iblis La'in, Shaitan al-Rajim, came in his way in the shape of a human and asked him, where are you going? The pious person replied that there is a tree which people worship. I am going to cut the tree. I have promised Allah Azza wa Jal that I will definitely perform this righteous action. Shaitan al-Rajim said, what has it got to do with you? Go and worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Forget about that tree and forget about the worshippers of the tree. Allah Azza wa Jal will punish them. But the pious person said that I will definitely perform this noble act. Shaitan al-Rajim said that I won't let you do this. The argument got heated up and both of them started to quarrel. The pious person put Shaitan al-Rajim on the ground in the first strike, in the first attack, and sat on his chest. Shaitan al-Rajim now played the second trick and said, listen to me. The pious person said, say what you've got to say. Shaitan said, there are thousands of prophets alayhim as-salatu wasalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to cut the tree, He Azza wa Jal would have ordered one of His blessed prophets alayhim as-salam to do so. And He Azza wa Jal hasn't either given you the command to do so. Then why are you doing this? The pious person said, I will definitely perform this act. Shaitan said, I will not let you go. Both of them started to quarrel once again. The pious person once again put Shaitan on the floor. Shaitan said, leave me. I will tell you something really useful. If you don't like it, then do whatever you want to. Upon listening to this, the pious person stopped. stopped his hand. Shaitan said, "O pious man, you are very poor. If you have some money, use it for yourself and spend some on the poor too. Even if you cut the tree, people will start worshipping other trees. If you don't cut the tree, I promise that every day in the morning, I will put 2 dinars by your pillow." The pious person thought that he's right. "I'll use one of the dinars on myself and will spend the other one as sadaqah. And this is better than cutting the tree. And I also haven't been commanded by Allah to cut the tree." Therefore, he returned back. As he was promised, until 3 days, he kept on getting 2 dinars by his pillow. By the 4th day, he didn't get anything. He got frustrated, he got furious, and picked up the axe and went to cut the tree. But on his way, Shaitan La'in came again and asked him, "Where are you going?" The pious person said, "To cut the tree." Shaitan said that now you cannot cut the tree. Both of them quarreled again. This time, Shaitan La'in put the pious person on the floor and sat on his chest and said, "Go back, otherwise I will separate your neck from your body right now." That pious person got very frightened and asked Shaitan to leave him. He said that, "I will go back. But just tell me, the first 2 times when we fought, I overcame you. But this time, you have overcome me. What is the reason behind this?" Iblis La'in replied that, "O fool, before your wrath was for the sake, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why no power of the world could stop you from it. But now your anger, your wrath is because of not getting dinar. The one who does everything for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, he overcomes me. And the one who does a pious deed for the sake of his nafs, he can never overcome me." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Sami brothers, the few Madani pearls that we can derive from this incident, one of them is that in order to save ourselves from the tricks of Shaitan al-Rajim, the best of the tools is to have sincerity and perform every action just for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. The other Madani pearl that can be extracted from this parable is that we cannot just carry on doing our own worship and ignore rest of the people who are away from the right path. As Shaitan al-Rajim said to the pious person that you do your own worship and forget about the other people who are worshipping the tree. This is what Shaitan al-Rajim wants us to do, that we forget about others. But my dear Islamic brothers, we have to go out there and call those brothers who are gone astray to the right path by giving them invitation towards righteousness. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami gives us this opportunity by travelling in Madani Kafale. In Madani Kafale, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, brothers, they go out and they invite brothers towards righteousness. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful characteristic of adopting sincerity, ikhlas, can also be helped to be obtained by travelling in Madani Kafalas and by associating ourselves to this beautiful Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. As we all know, the Shaitan al-Rajim tries his utmost best to misguide us and he tries to overcome us. But a beautiful Madani pearl, that sincerity is such a tool which even Shaitan La'in knows that the person who is sincere, Shaitan al-Rajim cannot overcome him. So if you want to be sincere, if I want to be sincere, if we all want to safeguard ourselves from the tricks of Shaitan, we need to adopt sincerity. We need to do everything for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we need to avoid showing off ostentation and riya. And this hope that people will praise us, this hope that we will gain fame, we will gain popularity, we will gain respect in the hearts of people, we need to clean our hearts from these kind of impure desires. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the more we stay tuned into Madani channel, the more we stay associated with the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, it will assist us in adopting sincerity and inshallah Azza wa Jal in safeguarding ourselves from the tricks of Shaitan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Sami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, please stay tuned into Madani channel, and in our next silsila, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will go through the consequences of not having sincerity, As we've seen what are the fada'il, the excellences of sincerity of ikhlas, in next lesson we will go through the consequences of not having sincerity and how exactly can we attain ikhlas, attain sincerity. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to perform every righteous action, to perform every permissible action just for His sake, just to please Him. And may Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us from the illness, from the impure characteristic of showing off and riya. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good